Stephen, many thanks for joining us this afternoon, losing out against Leinster by just a goal to nil at Ray McSherry Park. So having had a heavy defeat on Friday night, obviously this was a much closer game. And was it a tight encounter, as the scoreline suggests?
Yeah, it was. I actually thought we deserved something from the game. We almost nicked a goal at the very end, like in the 92nd, 93rd minute. We had a chance. It was deflected over. Thought we could have got something from it, and we would have deserved it today, given the performance.
Yeah, so it'll be Leinster and Munster who will be battling it out to take the title in this interprovincial competition. You're in action tomorrow, still one game to go against Connacht. So what's the thoughts going into that one?
Yeah, we want to go and get a win first and foremost. Like, we're kind of with the same approach as the game today. Try and get 3 points and make a go for it. Like, you don't want to be a team that didn't win any game, but someone's going to have to between us and Connacht, so we're kind of fighting that out. But I fancy our chances tomorrow.
And of course, this competition is a case of putting some of the best amateur players in the shop window, and, you know, possible international recognition as well.
Yeah, well, it's slightly different this year. It's where the winning province, the whole province, represents Ireland next year at the UEFA Regions Cup, or this year, later this year.
Yeah, and do you feel that the standard has been pretty good?
Yeah, excellent. Like, that Munster team we played last night had 7 or 8 players that played in the Intermediate Cup final for Rockmount, and one of their players had 100 amateur international caps for Ireland, and I think 7 or 8 of the players were capped at international amateur level for Ireland, so the standard was really high. You could tell they had worked together for quite a while. They've been training since November as a setup, whereas the likes of ourselves stepped on a pitch last night together for the first time ever.
So will you use tomorrow's game to maybe give a run to the players who haven't featured yet, or have you been able to?
Everybody has featured today, as of today, but yeah, like certain boys will get starts tomorrow, I would like to think. We've lost 2 players with injuries. They're actually away home, and one of our players received a second yellow today, a yellow yesterday and a yellow today, so I don't think he's available tomorrow now, so gives other boys a fighting chance. And like, every player we used today was absolutely brilliant. Every sub was effective. So yeah, the boys have given a good account of themselves. And they're the best players available this within Donegal and the showing leagues.
Yeah. And
so they probably deserve their start.
Yeah, it may not be the highest profile of competitions, but you know, this is the cream of the amateur crop, so to speak.
Yeah, to be brutally honest, it's fairly high profile everywhere you go outside of Ulster. Munster have fully prepared for this. Leinster, they've kit men and sponsored vans travelling up days before with the kit to go to the games in early, so everyone's set out. Every other province, Munster, Leinster and Connacht, take this very serious, and it's well spoken about within their leagues. It's just our own province, sorry, they don't seem to put in the same work, our own provincial association board.
Well, maybe that's something that will improve in the years to come. Thanks for taking the call, Stephen. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
No problem, Chris. Thank you.